This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Four people dead, others wounded after a gunman opened fire on the streets of Philadelphia last night. The suspect in custody. The AP's Donna Warder.
Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says the gunman wore a bulletproof vest and carried an AR-type rifle and another weapon as he opened fire Monday night, killing four adults and wounding a 2-year-old and a 13-year-old boy. In a news conference carried by WPVI in Philadelphia, Outlaw says there were police nearby who chased down the gunman as he continued to fire.
Thank God our officers were here on scene. They responded as quickly as they did.
Outlaw says the gunman is a 40-year-old man.
We have absolutely no idea why this happened. Like I said, we have this person in custody. We're doing what we can to positively identify this person.
The shooting happened a day after gunfire at a block party in Baltimore left two people dead and 28 others wounded. I'm Donna Warder.
The heat is still making millions of Americans miserable on this July 4th, and severe thunderstorms are forecast over parts of the upper Midwest and Great Plains. We talked to the National Weather Service's Josh Weiss yesterday.
Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, kind of in that stretch of the Central Plains through the upper Midwest, has the greatest risk for the July 4th.
More than 50 million of us are going somewhere over this Independence Day holiday. The AAA says if you're traveling on this July 4th, the best time to be on the road is before 11 in the morning or after 6 in the evening. The worst time is between noon and 3 p.m. Gas prices have been holding steady recently. It was $3.53 yesterday. Last July 4th, gas was $4.80 a gallon, says the AAA. Overseas now to Russia, which says it fended off a Ukrainian drone attack on Moscow that prompted authorities to briefly close one of the city's airports. This is AP News. Are you celebrating on this July 4th? Let's hear about tonight's July 4th celebration on the Mall with the AP's Margie Zarletta.
The PBS Live special, A Capital 4th, will showcase the National Independence Day celebration from Washington. Babyface, Boyz II Men, Belinda Carlisle, Maddie and Tay, Charles Esten, Adrian Warren, Renee Fleming, and the band Chicago will perform on the National Mall to mark Independence Day. Babyface says Independence Days of his youth meant family gatherings in Indianapolis.
We'd spend the whole day and end up the day with sparklers and running around the yard with sparklers.
Trumpeter Lee Locknane of Chicago is a big fan of the 4th of July. Is Saturday in the Park going to be one of the songs they play?
It is!
A Capital 4th airs on PBS stations. I'm Margie Zarletta.
The Dow gained 10 points yesterday. The S&P rose 5. The NASDAQ added 28 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.